Ask Us Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. There has been some breaking news.
Breaking news.
Our guest today is Matt Filipovich. And while we were talking about conservative dating apps, news broke, according to Scott Bauer from AP, and it sounds like Washington Post is also reporting this. So multiple sources that Speaker Voss has fired Michael Gableman.
Oh, yeah. So I'm not taking credit for this, except I'm totally taking credit for this. We talk about it, and then all of a sudden it happens. Voss was listening all along. We've done it.
Voss has definitely listened to my show.
You know, we were just, you know, I know it was kind of leading that way, right? It was going that way.
I think we
put it over the edge.
Although I will say, I think so when Zepecki was on this week, he predicted, he's like, I think they're going to let it keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So he's wrong. I thought he was going to fire him.
Yeah.
I think because there's too much evidence of, I mean, think about when Voss took away Ramphin's person,
his
legislative aide, to where, right? He's like, well, you're gonna go against me, then like, you don't get an aide anymore. And I think there's a pattern of vindictiveness of like him. I'm pretty sure Branshon probably won't be on her committee anymore once they are back in session, right? Because she also endorsed Adam Steen. And so like, I think there's a vindictive part of him. So when Gableman started to turn on him, he's like, all right, you're done. Sit down.
But I still also think we both should take 100% credit for this development for ourselves and for democracy in general. Like that, this is a win for us, the fact that he got fired.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that it's... Well, no, I think it's like the fact that the investigation is over, unless does he replace him with someone else, like, to continue to appease this part of it, or like, does this mean... does this mean the investigation's finally over? But two, it's still not a win, because... I mean, the investigation itself was $1 million, but then it's another $200,000 or $300,000 of legal fees that judges, because of the American oversight lawsuits, that... taxpayers are on the hook to pay.
And you bet you know Gableman's gonna sue.
On what grounds?
Just because he wants to. That he wants more money. Or Trump will sue. I don't know. Maybe not. But I could see it happening.
I mean, anything's possible. You can always file a lawsuit, whether it gets taken seriously and has any grounds, I guess, is another thing. But it's interesting to see where it'll go. I mean, it is a sad state of affairs that what got Gableman fired is not his like bumbling incompetence,
exactly,
and misuse of funds, mm-hmm. and
the handwritten invoices,
right.
Yeah, and destroying records and being belligerent and anytime he was under any kind of testifying at any kind of committee or anything like that,
being horrible to that judge,
being misogynist, mm-hmm. being an angry, bloated, you know, like
just going against
person.
Voss is what happened, right?
But it's like, oh no, you dared to
cross Voss,
bite the hand that fed you,
mm-hmm.
and now you're done.
Yeah, that is sad. All right, I'm depressed again. I was happy for a second. Now you depressed me again.
Sorry to bring it back down to reality.
I just wonder what happened to letting the investigation die of natural causes.
He took it out back and drowned it in a bucket in the backyard.
It was like Old Yeller. We just shot him in the head.
Pushed him off the cliff.
Oh, all right. Well, in the minutes that we have left, what I was going to ask was this scenario that I saw. So, young woman... 23. So I think the age matters, just because at 23 you're largely not necessarily making that much money. You go out to dinner with friends. She only orders a drink and an app, and it's $22. Friends, everyone orders multiple different things. Bill comes. They decide, let's split the bill, and everyone owes $84. Whose responsibility is it to speak up? Is it the young woman who only spent 22? Does she have to say to her friends like, hey, like I didn't order $84 worth of stuff? Or is it on the friends to be cognizant of that and maybe not split the bill that way?
I'd say first it's on the friends. That someone should speak up and say, no, this person should not pay this money. All they had was this, right? And the person who said everyone should split, they should all stop being friends with that person, because that person...
So you're anti-splitting the bill.
If it's that big of a discrepancy, absolutely. Yeah, no. If someone gets like one drink, they're supposed to pay for everyone else's rounds. No, of course not. No, and that person should speak up for themselves too. Like if they, yeah. they and if their friends disagree, they should stop being friends with those people because it's absolutely,
or at least stop going out to dinner with them.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
It is always. What do you think, Jane?
I agree with Matt. That's not fair to put that on someone who's in a different financial position and things like that. Yeah. That's just not cool.
It always is weird how, like, magically, when you're trying to be cost conscious, and everyone, when you're going through and itemizing the bill, somehow it never adds up to how much the bill actually costs.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I only got this.
Uh-huh.
I only got this. It's like, well, there's tax, and there's sometimes a gratuity, sometimes already added. And that's the part that I think actually should be split.
The even, tip.
Like tip and tax, because there's a certain amount of, like, we are all here together. Part of this is the enjoyment of each other's company, and there is ultimately somewhat of a cost to that. Now, I don't think you should pay for my bottle of wine when you didn't have any, but there is the sum of it is you might pay more of a premium than just the two things you ordered because it's part of the experience that we all went out together.
I mean, you absolutely should pay the percentage of what you'd pay for the tip and the tax. It shouldn't just be those two things, but you shouldn't necessarily.
But that's not a $60 difference.
Exactly, right. Yes. This is a couple extra bucks, not a whole entire tab here. What's funny actually made me think about like this whole thing about, like, you know, paying bills at restaurants. My family back home is like, we're so, like, everyone's always trying to grab the bill and, like, celebrating, you know, like, it's like,
no, you didn't, no, I'm gonna pay for it.
It's me. You know, so much so where, like, you grab it and you kind of like wave it in their face, like, haha, I got the bill. I'm like, in your face, I'm paying for this one. Or, you know, getting to the restaurant a couple hours early so you can give the server a credit card to make sure, oh yeah, when this table gets here an hour and a half from now, it's me. No one else. No one else gets the bill. Exactly.
I like that. Is a good move. I like the swoop in where it's like the bill comes and it's already paid for, and you kind of just take them by surprise, and like that's a good.
Yeah, there's some strategy, like where you sit. Are you looking at where the waiter's coming in or server's coming in? Make sure they see them, so make sure they get your eye and like, okay, over here.
Or you go to the bathroom, and while you're at the bathroom, you
slip
your
the card.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so it's nice to be in that financial situation where you're that instead of the, oh, I can't afford this much.
Yeah.
You're the friend who has to speak up and be like, this is not what I wanted. All right, we got to take another break, but when we come back, we're going to talk archaeology. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Fry.